You may have heard the term mental health parity. 7 years ago, a landmark federal law required insurers to cover mental health and addiction treatment as they would any other medical condition. Insurance companies haven't always complied. But as SideEffects Public Media's Michelle Faust reports, when patients in New York need addiction treatment, the state is now forcing insurers to pay up.
You don't die from heroin detox. You don't. You feel like you're going to, but you don't die.
In 2012, Joe was a heavy heroin user, so his mother, Elaine, called her insurer and asked if he'd be covered if he went into an inpatient detox. She says her company told her it would be fine under her plan, but after only a few days, the detox center called. Joe was about to be kicked out because her insurer had refused to pay.
They said he wasn't going to die, and so they didn't have to pay. And the first of all, what a scam. You know, you're not going to die, so you're not going to die now.
The couple agonized over the thought of Joe being put out. He was on the West Coast, and he was suffering complications from a severe lung condition. We've agreed to call Elaine and her husband, Doug, by their middle names, and we'll call their son, Joe.
I was still going through it. I did not want to move around. I wasn't eating. I was throwing up.
We spoke to Joe over the phone. He's now serving time for credit card theft, a crime that he committed to get money for heroin.
We might have to let you go, yada, yada, yada. My parents were saying, well, we'll pay for it out of pocket, which would have been outrageous. It would have been an outrageous amount of money.
Joe's parents ended up paying nearly $10,000 out of pocket for his short stay in detox. The specifics of this family's case with the insurance company are unique. But the experience rings true for thousands of families around the country. They sought treatment for a loved one, only to be told it wasn't covered by their insurance. Over the past year, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has sued five of the state's largest insurers for illegally denying similar claims, contrary to state and federal mental health parity laws.
And the settlements have required them to cover drug abuse treatment and other behavioral health conditions the same way they cover any other type of illness.
Carol McDade is the co-chair for the watchdog group Parity Implementation Coalition.
I would say on enforcement, New York is not just a pace car state, but they are, you know, leading the pack.
These settlements are reinforced by state laws that went into effect in April. Lawmakers cracked down on insurance practices like fail-first provisions that would only cover the cost of inpatient treatment after patients had failed at outpatient first. Schneiderman says they fixed the problem.
You have to get back. You have to fall off the wagon and get back to taking drugs, or we're not going to give you a more advanced form of care. So we've eliminated that and other requirements like that in our settlements.
State law now requires insurers to make the medically appropriate decision for each patient. New York State must approve the process insurers use to make those decisions. Regardless of laws that require health insurance to treat the mind and body the same, people will still get denied coverage. This requires them to go through what in many places is a long appeals process. That's what Doug and Elaine went through back in 2012.
If I think about this, it's dragging me down way too far.
We're already struggling with what's going on with our son and
worried
about him surviving and then having to fight the insurance company and go through their process where they review it and then they turn it down and they say, well, you can appeal through us.
Under the newest New York laws, a patient can stay in treatment while they appeal a denial. Parity Implementation Coalition's Carol McDade says when a family is in a crisis situation, this is critical. And she hopes to see other states follow suit. Michelle Faust, SideEffects Public Media.